This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
And coming up around 1:45-ish, we'll let you know who we're going to jam out to tomorrow. Now, program reminder, tomorrow we're going to be at the convention center.
Yep.
We're not going to be in studio. I don't know how this affects the video content aspect.
I'm guessing we're not having video, I would imagine.
Yeah. Yeah, because unless, you know,
when we were at Saxon's, we didn't have video.
Ah, bogus, man, because I would have watched not. But either way... We'll be at the convention center tomorrow for Army Navy. We're going to be chock full of special, super terrific guests. So stick around for that, and I'll explain later on in the program. But Iron Maiden, we're cool with that. Let's get out to the phones. 410-583-1057 joining us now. Talk about the Ravens and their recent struggles here as they've lost two in a row, both at home. Both to division rivals. Fresh Take Sports covers the Orioles, covers the Terps, covers the Ravens, obviously. Let's welcome into the show on the Window Nation guest hotline, Cordell Woodland. Cordell, good morning. How are you feeling?
I'm good, man. Appreciate it. What's going on?
A little of this, a little of that. Before we start land-based in the Ravens, because I guess that's where we're going with the way things are. Pete Alonso, the polar bear. Now you got the Beavers, you got the Moon Man, you got the polar bear. I mean, let's get the zoo together here as the Orioles get to the quest of 2026 back in playoff contention. What do you think about some of the fan base? Keep in mind, you know, irrational is, you know, part of being a fan. Still not satisfied, assuming that Pete Alonso is the last thing they're going to do before they get to Sarasota in mid-February.
Well, yeah, I wouldn't be satisfied if it's the last thing that they do. They need a lot of help. They have a bullpen that they have to build up. They still have a rotation that they need to strengthen right now and get some guys in there that you can actually have some trust in. But, yeah, I mean, I have no issues with the Alonso signing. I mean, it's look, in years past, they miss out on Schwarber, and then that money goes where? Goes to some lower level guys, penny pinching, bargain bin shopping guys. And here they still go and swim in the deep waters. They're still hunting the big fish and they go get Pete Alonso. And I mean, it's a need. They need some power from the right side. They need a guy in this lineup that actually scares pitchers on a regular basis that can protect some of their young guys like Gunner in this lineup. So I think it's great from an offensive standpoint. Now, I'm not going to sit here and dress it up like Pete Alonso is some gold glover at this stage of his career, but offensively, I think it's a home run, no pun intended.
Now, Cordell, let's move over to the Ravens. You've been out there all week. What do you, with Lamar, why the rest day? hopefully it means that he's using his legs that much more on Sunday.
It could. It could. I mean, you know, I was talking to one of the other reporters about this yesterday. You know, obviously Lamar's lack of practice has been a huge talking point because the team, the offense, and he has been so inconsistent to this point in the season. I don't think there's anybody that could watch them and say he doesn't need to practice, right? I think everybody is in unison when it comes to that. I guess for me, my thing is if he's like, I can practice today, but I just don't want to, that's one thing. But if he is taking a day to make sure that he's as close to being a Lamar Jackson as possible on Sundays, that's the trade-off. I'd rather have Lamar Jackson on Sunday than Lamar Jackson on Wednesday. Now, again, ideally, he'd practice all 3 days. That's just not where they are right now. Every week he's had something different on the injury report. This time, thankfully, it was a true rest day. At least that's what we're told. So, yeah, I mean, if that's the trade-off, if that means that he can go out there and continue to carry the ball, and honestly, I thought he looked pretty good,
yeah, I agree.
Physically at least, against Pittsburgh. Like, that may be the trade-off because of where they are at this point in the season. Whatever works. Whatever works.
Cordell, you know what? Like, when I watched him, especially the last couple weeks, you know, I see a lot of it. The receivers can't get open in versus man coverage. The guards can't block, you know. And the timing of the pass game, you know, when I watch it, like Lamar's ready to throw, the receivers are still running their routes, you know, and then the line breaks down, and then he's got to take off, and then he's got to be Houdini. So there's no zero rhythm in the pass game right now, what I see.
Yeah, I mean, there's no cohesiveness. It's exactly that. Guys aren't consistently winning, and I think that's why you see the ball go to the same guys on a regular basis. It's become a trust thing at this point. It's not about who's open. It's who do I trust to actually make a play on the ball right now? Who do I trust to actually be able to get a slither of separation? And that's been Zay. That's been likely on a scramble drill, and that's been Mark at times too. I think you watch the game Sunday. You look at some of the third downs. You got fought, like, it's times, like you said, he's about to throw the ball, and Falele is getting beat by a DB, and now he's got to tuck it and step up into the pocket and find something else to do. It's just always something. And there's times where he has time to throw, but nobody's open. And I do think he, like, again, I think Sunday he was more decisive with when to run. You know, he didn't seem like he was dancing around in the pocket the way that he has a lot this year. That's going to have to be the case going forward. When that clock goes off, he's got to get out of there. He has to, because he just doesn't have a lot of time.
Now, Cordell, if they're just going to rush four, forget it. They ain't getting there. You know, I mean,
no.
They do not – and you know, like, Roger stood back there and had lunch, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And if they do it with Burrows, it would be even worse, I think, because he can move around even a little bit more. But rushing four, they got to create pressure.
And even that's been a challenge. I mean, you
Agreed.
Go back to that Bengals game on Thanksgiving night, they had times where they sent the house and it just didn't get there. It just doesn't get there. And it's times where they're trying to send pressure on Rodgers and it just doesn't get home. And that's really deflating. And we saw it in the – we really saw it in the last 2 weeks. If the pressure doesn't get there that they send, and now you have one-on-one opportunities down the field, Joe Burrow has no problem throwing the ball to Jamar Chase 40 yards down the field up the sideline in the hopes that he'll be able to bring it in, because why wouldn't he? That's what he does. That's what he did to them on Thanksgiving night. So it's a double-edged sword. You're right. You can't just rush four. But also, when they send seven or five or six or whatever and they don't get home and they're caught with their pants down and they're giving up chunk plays down the field, that's just as deflating. The pass rush is just – it's right up there with the offensive line. It's a lost cause. We're in December. It ain't changing. It's just not changing.
Cordell, you know, talking with the players and stuff, what's the attitude of the players this week?
I think that they're still understanding that, you know, regardless of them being in a bad situation, they still have a chance. I mean, that just seems to be what the theme is this week. John at the podium is saying, you know, all that matters is getting the win this week, and they can still kind of control their destiny to some sort of degree. You got players in the locker room saying the same thing. We talked to Mark Andrews yesterday, and he's just talking about how thankful they are for the opportunity to be able to still win this division despite the year that they're having right now. So I think that they're trying to stay as positive and optimistic as possible. But, you know, I'd be lying if I said that I don't think that it has to weigh on them to some sort of degree, that they are just not playing the football that they expected to play. And again, we're in the middle of December at this point. You kind of are who you are. I think that the days of hoping that they just flip the switch and all of a sudden they're Super Bowl contender again is lost. There are so many issues with this team. You can't just name one. I just think the reality is they're not a good football team this year.
Cordell Woodland joining us, Biddy at Haney 105.7 The Pad. Cordell, real quick, because I know you're busy today, because Harbsy and the rest are going to meet with the media. But you talked to Isaiah Likely yesterday, 3 days after the fact. How's he feeling about the touchdown that wasn't and what the rules are in regards to scoring one of those things in the end zone?
Yeah, I mean, I could tell you, I think he's just so ready for that, to just move on and get to the next game, because he's tired of looking at the play. He's tired of talking about the play. And because you can't change it. You can't change it. I mean, I asked him if he knows what a catch is now. He said, I guess. Didn't really sound positive. I mean, Harb said it's as clear as mud. I don't think anybody knows what a catch is anymore. Now, a big talking point, at least for me, has been how he caught the ball, because a lot of people, it seems like there's two schools of thought. I saw Matt Ryan on CBS saying it's you're coached to catch it that way in the end zone to keep it away from your body. And I asked Harbs on Monday about how Likely caught the ball, if that's how he's coached to do it. And he flat out just said no.
Right.
Just no. And so I asked Likely about it again yesterday, and he gave his reasoning as to why. To be honest, I didn't have a problem with the way that he kept it out from his body. I mean, it's like a rebound. How many touchdowns have we seen Antonio Gates get like that, or DeAndre Hopkins? You high point the ball and you keep it away. Now, his problem was dropping it. That's where his issue is. He should have been stuck to his hands like glue. He shouldn't have dropped it until that third step, unfortunately. But I didn't have a problem with him keeping it away from the defender, because if he pulls it in, it's definitely getting knocked out. It's just an unfortunate situation and really a missed call that the refs got wrong. But Likely has just been at the center of the criticism here because of the turnovers and the turnover in the Bengals game, and obviously this crucial reverse on the touchdown.
Yeah, and on the heels of Andrews getting the extension, which means that he might be out the door when it's all said and done. Anyway, Cordell Woodland, when's the next Fresh Take Sports coming up here on The Fan?
Yeah, we'll be back next week. Ben will be doing a lot this weekend with Army and Navy, so he'll be out on boots on the ground this weekend for that. So we'll be back next weekend. We'll see if we're talking about a Ravens win or if we're looking ahead to the offseason by the time we're back on air next week.
Cordell, appreciate the time as always. Have fun out of one winning drive today. We'll catch up with you soon.
Thanks, Cordell.
Appreciate it, guys.
Yep.
There's Cordell Woodland, everybody. We'll come back, reset the program for you. Got the whip around. What happened in the world of sports last night, we'll let you know. And then Vinny's film breakdown of the Cincinnati Bengals. We'll start with the offense. Man, they were looking good.
Yeah.
And then two crucial turnovers by Birthday Boy. Turn the tide of the...
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Come on. Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Game.
Vinny and Haney's Whip Around.
Every sport, every game, everything.
Brought to you by Box Hill Pizzeria and Crab Cakes. Best crab cakes in Maryland.
Haney 105.7 The Fan here on this Woman Crush Wednesday. If you want to get in, you can at 410-583-1057. Get your votes in for Featured Artist Friday. That reveal coming up in a little more than 2 hours. So stick around for that. Got Vinny's film breakdown of the Bengals offense coming up at the bottom of the hour. But the NBA, the Emeritus the Championship Cup thingy that Milwaukee won last year, by the way, we've now reached the semifinal stage. And last night, the Oklahoma City Thunder took on the Phoenix Suns, Phoenix minus Devin Booker, and their best player, which puts them at a disadvantage. And yeah, be honest with you, Phoenix has actually exceeded expectations. But boy, did they run into a buzzsaw last night, and a former Maryland Terrapin helped put them in that wood chipper.
Another steal. Wiggins got a hand on it. Dort is ahead. Trailing is J-Dub or J-Will. Outside.
Both
Wiggins.
Of them.
Three. Got it.
Kevin Harlan. Prime Video. Aaron Wiggins. One of his two threes. He had 6 points, three rebounds, an assist. At two steals as Oklahoma City beat the Suns 138-89. I watched the first three quarters of the game on Amazon Prime. It was a mismatch. If Arthur Mercanti was the referee, he would have stopped it in the middle of the second quarter. Let's just put it this way, everybody. Game started at 7:30. I was watching Barney Miller by 9 o'clock. The one where the guy thought he was a werewolf.
Yeah.
You ever see Barney Miller before Nolan McGraw?
I don't think so.
It's a cop show from the 70s into the early 80s.
Is that with Gomer Pyle?
No.
No.
What? Oh, for the love of
no,
God.
No, that was...
Dude, give me 10 push-ups for that stupid...
Come on. Was that Gomer Pyle?
Gomer Pyle. I hated Gomer Pyle.
Which one was that? Andy Griffith. That was that show.
No.
I've seen that one.
No. Barney Miller is one of the greatest sitcoms of all time based on a reality of the squad life. Anyway,
I was watching that
because that was more entertaining than what happened in Oklahoma City last night. Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, he had 28 as the Thunder. They advanced to the semifinals. They will take on San Antonio, who beat the Lakers last night 132-119, as Stephon Castle had 30. And they're playing without Victor Wembanyama and have been for a while. And the Spurs are doing some really good things. So the Knicks will take on Orlando Saturday. And then San Antonio takes on OKC. These games are in Las Vegas. It is for the Emeritus Super Terrific, not even before Christmas Cup. And there's a financial stake for the players.
They get $1 million.
They get that extra cake on top. Oklahoma City's 24-1, ties the Golden State Warriors when they set the record for wins in a season. They got Jalen Williams back. Wiggins is back. Lou Dort's back. Holmgren and Jalen Williams are all-stars, and Shai Gilgeous-Alexander's an MVP. They're loaded. They just come at you in waves, and I mean, they're a very, very impressive team. So, anywho, that happened in the NBA last night. The NHL tonight, Vinny.
Yep.
Are you going to have one of the Rashawn with a half Cowboy, half Raven shirt on? As Carolina is at the Caps. Almost identical records between the two
teams. Yeah, you know what's crazy, Bob? I mean, the Caps have played 30 games, Carolina 29. They're both 18-9. The only difference is the Caps have one more overtime loss. But, you know, like at home, 10-5. Both teams 10-5. On the road, both teams 8-4. Caps have last 10, 8-1-1. Carolina last 10, 5-4-1. So, if Carolina wins it, they take the lead in the division. Caps win it, they go up by 3.
It's the Whip Around, Vinny and Haney, 105.7 7th Fed. Nolan McGraw, we'll talk to him as we proceed with the hour. College football, and man, I don't know, we need more time to discuss this.
Yeah.
But Sherrone Moore fired at Michigan for cause,
yep,
according to their bylaws and his contract and the obligations there. But after being terminated as the head coach, Michigan, by the way, takes on Texas in the Citrus Bowl New Year's Eve. He was arrested,
yep,
for an alleged assault a couple hours after the fact.
Yeah, Bob, from reading and listening and everything, Sherrone Moore was having an affair with his assistant. And she got hired there. Her dad, I've known forever. Her dad was a scout for the Chicago Bears, Jeff Shiver. Her name is something Shiver. She's 31 years old, beautiful blonde girl. And she was working in the recruiting when Jim Harbaugh was the head coach. When Sherrone became the head coach, he made her his assistant. So I'm assuming that something was going on at that time. And supposedly, she gets pregnant, and he pays for the abortion.
What?
Doubles her salary to pay for the abortion or pay her off for the abortion.
He's a married man, too, by the way.
Married with 3 kids to a lady that looks identical, blonde, to the girlfriend. So there was an investigation during the season about who knows what, because there was rumors. They investigated, the HR people investigated, found nothing. And then within this last week, I don't know what happened, but it came to bear that, boom, you know, maybe she said something, who knows, or the wife said something. But then supposedly after he gets fired Wednesday, he goes and has an argument with the wife, and then supposedly takes a knife to go over see the girlfriend or whatever, and he's saying that he's going to kill himself. So he's in jail right now.
And we don't want to make light of this by any stretch of the imagination. And it was in his contract that he's not allowed to have
there's a morals
relations.
Yes.
And it's a school bylaw as well. So he violated that, allegedly,
yeah,
in a big way. But they fired him with cause, which means they're not going to have to pay him whatever they own.
Correct.
But the scary part is after the fact where he was arrested. And if you're saying it's true, I mean, they got to get this guy in there with a...
Yeah. Yeah,
a therapist quickly.
Here. Yeah, and he's 39 years old is all, you know. So, I mean, he's got a lot of life ahead of him yet. So, Bob, you know, it's undefeated. You know what I mean?
Oh. The things that separates a man from women?
Yes. It's undefeated.
Yeah, pretty much.
Wow. Biff Poggi taking over, by the way. Interim.
Yeah, the Biffster.
And
Baltimore guy.
And then,
boy, he's got. He must be like a long lost son of Bo Schembechler or something, because he is big time at Michigan. Because I know Stan White, when Biff was at Gilman, was one of his main dudes. And the allegations 20 plus years ago were when Victor Abiamiri wound up going to Notre Dame, was leaning towards Maryland. Somebody dimed on Sharpless, Ralph's, one of Ralph's assistants, giving him an Xbox. Isn't it crazy where an Xbox got Rod Sharpless fired? Where they're literally millions of dollars changes. It's so, but whatever. That's, I'm just saying, these are allegations. Yeah. And that Stan White was the guy that dimed. But Stan White's Ohio State.
Yeah.
And it Biff tied to Michigan. I think Jay Sean Barham, who transferred from Maryland, now Michigan, when he's St. Francis guy, where Biff wound up going.
Mm-hmm. And then the other thing Michigan's got going on, Bob, is they have an interim president. So he is not, or she, whatever it is, they're not involved at all in the search for the coach. So it's Ward Manuel, the AD, and a bunch of the regents, you know, coming
Michigan
up.
Football's kind of a cesspool right now.
And right now, it
John
is.
Harbaugh, or Jim Harbaugh, rather, show cause. Mm-hmm. If he wanted to get back into the collegiate ranks, he'd be suspended. Moore himself was suspended two games because of the sign stealing.
Yeah.
With that Stallions, or whatever the hell his name was. Where he's over there looking like Maxwell Smart on the sidelines. But, man, this is but the scary part, as I said, in all seriousness, you know, hey, cheat on your wife, that's between you, your wife, and, you know, God. But, you know, the threatening with violence and all that stuff. You know what I mean?
It's
cheating on your wife's not against the law. Threatening to kill someone kind of is.
Yeah. Yeah.
In a big, big way.
Yeah.
Yeah. Should we lighten the mood a little bit here? How about real quick, 2011 at M&T Bank Stadium. Ravens beat the Colts, Indy Colts, 24-10. Joe Flacco, two touchdowns, one to Torrey Smith. Maryland, Dennis Pitta. I think BYU, right? When
Pitta was
BYU. Ray Rice, he scored a touchdown. Rutgers. Starting quarterback for the Colts that day, Nolan? Dan Orlovsky. That's right. Now a media star. He threw a pick and got sacked four times. Three of those sacks were by Terrell Suggs. As the Ravens 2011, that season ended of the Cundiff game. That team was better than the Super Bowl championship team, and in my opinion, so was the 2010 team, but it is what it is. When we come back, the Ravens are taking on the 2025 Bengals, and Vinny's got his film breakdown of the Bengals offense as they were up against Buffalo and up kind of significantly, and then things went haywire. What happened there? Take your phone calls at 410-583-1057. Talk more about the Pete Alonso agreement going on here. News from the Nest at noon. Going to hear from Harbsy and more. Buy or sell 12:15, and then Matt Weirich from the Baltimore Sun. Talk about Alonso. The Orioles aren't done yet. What's next on the agenda for Michael I?
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Yes. We did the Ravens film yesterday. Now let's get to the Bengals. They were up, then they weren't. Got outscored 21-13 to Buffalo. Let's talk about that Cincy offense. Things were looking good, Vinny, and then all of a sudden they went a little bit haywire.
Well, let me hit you with a little breaking news before we start.
Oh,
that,
what do we got here?
Well, this is big news here. Travis Jones, 3-year, $40.5 million contract extension, ties him to Baltimore through 2028.
There you go. So yeah. Travis Jones in a walk year of his deal.
Yep, that is huge.
Got himself paid.
That
not to get off topic too much, but could that be a byproduct of the fact that they might not be confident that Matt BK will be back here?
Or the other thing, too, Bob, is, I mean, you got a young draft pick that is getting better each year. I mean, those are the kind of guys that you want to keep. You know, so what did he get, 12, what, 13? But 13 mil a year? Good for him.
Yeah, so congratulations to Travis Jones, who got hosed last week by the officials.
Yeah. Yep, no doubt. All right, now the Bengals offense. Now, watching the Buffalo game, it's kind of hard because they're slipping and sliding all around. So I went back and rewatched the Ravens game again, too, to get two games on them. And when I look at the receivers, because I'm guessing Higgins is not playing.
He was very, 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 very limited yesterday.
Yeah, and if you're on your second concussion, you're not missing a week. You're missing a few weeks. And it would not shock me, Bob, if they lose that he's done for the season. So receiver-wise, Ja'Marr Chase is a stud. We know that. And he is a phenomenal route runner, too. So, I mean, that is the guy that they got to be worried about. That is the only guy, really, they got to be worried about. If you're playing man coverage, worry about Chase. Otherwise, the rest of the guys, they're just better receivers against zone. They should not beat any of them in man-to-man coverage. So now let's look at the offensive line. Now, when we look at the line, you know, Orlando Brown and Mims, the right tackle, 75 and 71. I wasn't crazy about them coming into the game, but you know what? They did a good job in pass. We're just going to talk pass protection first. Pass protection, both tackles, they did a good job. I mean, you're playing the Ravens, who doesn't sack anybody. They did a good job. They held up, and Burrow, you know, he didn't get hit that often. Now, the inside three guys, Fairchild, Karras, the center, and Rivers, the right guard, they're big, not athletic kind of guys. And the center maybe is a little athletic. They're decent in pass protection because, you know, they just get their body in the way. They do a good job there. Now, this offensive line as run blockers, they suck. They suck. And that's why they are ranked in rushing. They're 30th, 86 yards a game. They do not knock anybody off the ball. They don't. I mean, in both games, Buffalo and the Ravens game, they just come off and they get no movement whatsoever. I feel bad for the running backs. I feel bad for Chase Brown because, man, they don't open up any. They don't even try. They, and linebacker-wise, I mean, you get they're not coming up blocking the linebackers. So it's pass blocking, they're decent. Run blocking, they're terrible. So, I mean, that's kind of the issue with them. Now, Gesicki, the tight end. Noah Fant, the tight end. I mean, we've seen Gesicki around forever. I mean, none of them are really blockers. Fant's a better blocker than Gesicki. Gesicki's more of a receiver. They're zone guys. They're not going to beat you in man coverage, but they're zone. They're good targets. They'll catch the football. And same with Chase Brown. Chase Brown and Perrine, they'll catch the ball. Chase Brown actually has 51 receptions. So what they like to do is he's going to look at Chase. Chase is covered. He'll come back quick and dump it off. And you better be able to tackle Chase Brown because he's going to catch it short. And that's their run game. You know, they're going to dump, pass, and that's what they will do.
Yeah, he had a couple TDs last week in Buffalo.
Yep. So the tight ends, like I said, just okay. Chase Brown, he catches. He's got 51. He's their second leading receiver behind Chase with 91. So, I mean, that's the thing with him. And Burrow, Burrow's a stud. You know, I mean, Burrow's good. He threw two picks against Buffalo. One was a hell of a play by the defensive guy. So they just got to – you got to get some pressure. You got to get some pressure. You can't just let him – the good quarterbacks, you can't just let stand back there and do what they want to do. And that's what the Ravens did the last time. And they let him – I mean, because he was coming in rusty, and it took him a quarter, but they let him get into the rhythm.
It's 58-80-105.7 The Fed. We'll break down the Cincinnati defense coming up around 12:45. When we come back, reset the program for you. News from the desk. Top of the hour, we're going to hear from John Harbaugh and others. Buy or sell, where's the late week money? Hopefully counting that at 12:15. Talk about the sports subjects of the day. And Matt Weirich from the Baltimore Sun. We'll talk about Pete Alonso going to sign with the Orioles. Pending physical, and what is next? Can he pitch? Matt Weirich, talk Orioles with him. Vinny's film breakdown of the Cincinnati defense. They held the Ravens to 14 points on Thanksgiving.
Sad.
A lot of self-inflicted damage in that game, but you get the point. NFL lunch at 1, and other things happening, like Mike Harmon, Fox Sports Radio. Is he buying his Bears? His Bears control your own destiny, at least in regard to getting to the playoffs. They lost the spirit of game to Detroit, and we'll talk real and fantasy football with him. Game tonight, Atlanta's at Tampa. You can hear it, 105.7 The Fan. Mike Evans is back.
That's big.
For the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Nolan, what's going on over there, dude?
Well, we talked about it in the last segment. Travis Jones extension, 3 years, $40.5 million. Some more details here from Jeff Zeribek, and this is interesting to say the least. Apparently, Travis Jones, who we know was playing on the fourth year of his rookie contract, but a similar situation to what Rashad Bateman went through last year, Jones didn't get an accrued season as a rookie because of an issue with the CBA. Jones was on track to only be a restricted free agent this coming offseason. The NFL Players Association filed a grievance against the NFL on Jones's behalf. The hearing was scheduled for today. Jones's agent and the Ravens met before the hearing, hammered out an extension. Ravens got aggressive to get the deal done, make sure Jones was content with the contract. If he had won the grievance, he would have been an unrestricted free agent in March. If he lost, he would have been restricted and likely headed for a second-round $6 million tender. So there's the incentive. Similar to Bateman, you were in line for peanuts. So, all right, you're out of consideration. Or maybe you win the grievance, you take a gamble, you could get that big money on the open market. But let's meet somewhere in the middle. You still get a nice chunk of change, and we avoid the whole hearing process.
Well, he got $13.3 million, instead of getting six. You know, you're betting on winning or losing. You know, and I think it's a good deal. I think it's great for both, because we were under the assumption that he was a free agent. You know, so I think it's great for both. The Ravens needed him, whether Matabike is back or not, they need him because he keeps getting better.
Now, with Bateman, he took the deal because of, agent issues, but he got extended because he had a big year last year. Mm-hmm. You know, Travis Jones, there's a possibility, could, even though he got this one, which is a hefty, what, 40 and a half mil? I don't know what the guaranteed money is for 3 years, but, you know, if he goes out there next year and gets 10 sacks.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Because, yeah. Bob, he's probably, what, 24, 20, he's probably 25, what, 40, 26? Probably something like that. So he's got a chance, maybe, you probably a chance to get one more big deal.
Travis Jones is 26 years old. He was born in 1999. He just turned 26 in October.
Damn. 1999. Oofta.
Correct. It's Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan. We're going to take a break. Then we're going to come back. News from the Nest. Take your phone calls. 410-583-1057. Buy or sell. Count that late week money. Matt Weirich, talk Orioles with him. Vinny's film breakdown of the Cincinnati defense. Ravens have to get this offense on track. And there's no way that Lamar Jackson's going to be under duress against this team. They can't rush the quarterback, right? I don't know. We'll find out together at 1 o'clock on Sunday.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.